Republican U.S. Senate hopeful Scott Brown has been back on the campaign trail this week, but it's the former Massachusetts senator's work outside of politics that's now getting a lot of attention. Reporters Todd Wallach and Noah Bierman of the Boston Globe have been looking into Brown's involvement with a Florida company known as Global Digital. Todd Wallach joins me now with more. Welcome.
Hi, thanks to be here.
What do we know about this company, Global Digital?
It's a very tiny publicly traded stock in West Palm Beach. And it has a long history. It was started in 19 years ago, but it was originally selling beauty products like hairspray and shampoo and other things. And then about 10 years ago, it was merged into another company controlled by the current management as it was struggling, basically as a way for the new management to get access to a publicly traded company. And they shifted the direction into telecommunications. And then recently they shifted again and said, we're becoming a firearms company. But it doesn't actually have any guns. It doesn't have any revenue. Only has 4 employees. Only has a virtual office. At this point, the only thing it seems to be selling is stock, not actual products.
And so in a case like this, what would be in it for the two sides here? What might Scott Brown gain from a connection to a company like this? And what would the company gain from having a former U.S. senator on its board?
So Scott Brown got 1.5 million shares of stock in exchange for joining the advisory board. At the time, that was worth about $1.3 million. The stock has fallen since then. So yesterday, it was worth a little over $500,000. He has not yet sold it. It's restricted, so he has to wait until it fully vests. That's quite a bit of money for a retired politician. The company got a big brand name. Scott Brown is a well-known person, and they immediately put out a big press release announcing that he was joining the advisory board.
Now, it's not unusual for someone who served in public office to end up on a company's advisory board, but there's still a lot of questions outstanding about this particular relationship, is that right?
It is very common for retired politicians to join corporate boards, join advisory boards, do paid speeches, do a lot of work, and Scott Brown is doing that. And that's not raising any eyebrows, but this particular company has been raising eyebrows because there are a lot of red flags that financial professionals are raising about this company. It's a tiny penny stock. Again, it doesn't seem to have any products. So there's been a lot of eyebrows wondering, is this a legitimate company? Why is Scott Brown getting involved in this?
And has Scott Brown made any comment on this reporting and on this company now?
Yes. So I asked him about it. And he says that it's perfectly legitimate company. He believes it's just a startup. And although it's been around for 19 years, it's new in weapons. And he says he's advising the company, providing any type of advice that they need based on his experience in the military and serving on congressional committees related to weapons, such as the Armed Services Committee.
The reaction from both Democrats and from Brown's opponents in the Republican U.S. Senate primary has been somewhat different, I gather.
Yeah, not surprisingly, opponents both in the Republican primary and his possible eventual opponent, sitting Senator Gene Shaheen, are jumping all over this. They're pointing out that Scott Brown has yet to file a financial disclosure form that many of his opponents already have. Instead, Scott Brown has asked for an extension to August before he files the disclosure form reporting where he's been getting income since he stepped down as a senator. Brown's campaign says this is just a routine extension. It's no big deal. And he will fully report all these details before the election.
That's Todd Wallach, an investigative reporter with the Boston Globe. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you. Really glad to be here.